time to join Joan Lewis, EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome. She brings us the Vatican Week in review.
So, Joan, welcome back on this bright, sunny day. We're really lucky on Fridays, aren't we?
Oh, my gosh.
Sunday, the Angelus, the Pope appealed for an end to conflicts around the world.
Like you said, he talked about various conflicts underway around the world. And he said the slaughter of innocent civilians just has to stop. And he said, may there be an end to all violence and may there be the courage to conduct dialogue and negotiate. Because as popes have been saying for thousands of years, you know, violence only begets violence. And actually, this call came within another part of his talk, which really was a reflection on the need for the recovery of full visible communion of all Christians. Because Sunday, of course, the third day of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, as a matter of fact, today, the 25th, we're looking at the final day when the Pope, later this evening, goes to St. Paul's Outside the Walls for Vespers to end that week of prayer for Christian unity. And then Sunday was also marked by another little first of the Holy Father.
Another tweet.
Another tweet, exactly. So the Pope tweeted his first message in Latin, which means that's his ninth language. He now has a total of over 2.5 million followers. And an update from yesterday, he's got about 11,000 followers in Latin. And his message was, and again, this is within the context of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, he said, what does the Lord ask of us as we work for Christian unity? To pray constantly, do justice, love goodness, and walk humbly with him.
Joan, on Monday, there was another traditional, very fun appointment.
Yeah.
It's an annual one.
Well, I always love this, and someday I have no idea how to do it because I don't think any member of the press other than maybe the Vatican photographers ever been there. But on the January 21st feast of St. Agnes, two baby lambs, now that means a lamb who's under the age of one, they were blessed earlier in the morning and then presented to Pope Benedict in a room of the Apostolic Chapel. And it's so cute because the lambs are kind of decorated themselves and they're brought in decorated wicker baskets. Now, one of the lambs has like a white little floral headdress for purity, referring to St. Agnes, who was martyred at the age of 12 to preserve her purity. And then the other lamb has like a little red headdress of flowers too that signifies martyrdom.
The wool is going to be shorn, no?
Exactly. To make these are raised by nuns, the lambs, in a Roman convent of St. Lawrence, and they're offered to the Pope by the canons of St. John Lateran. In the summer, the lambs will go to the St. Cecilia convent in Trastevere. Their wool will be shorn and then woven into the palliums, which the Pope, on the annual feast of Saints Peter and Paul, June 29th, he bestows those on the new Metropolitan Archbishop. So obviously that's a very important central focal point.
Anyway, changing the subject, on Tuesday, Benedict XVI received the Secretary General of Vietnam's Communist Party.
Exactly. A very, very different type of news story. And this was a historical first, a very important meeting between the Pope and, as you said, the Secretary of the Communist Party. And obviously, when leaders like that come, they also meet with the Secretary of State and other officials of the Secretariat of State. The Vatican communique said during the course of what they called cordial discussions, topics of interest to Vietnam and the Holy See were covered, expressing the hope that some pending situations may be resolved and that the existing fruitful cooperation may be strengthened. Now, of course, there are no diplomatic ties between Vietnam and the Holy See. There are many, many problems for Catholics in Vietnam. And if you look at Asia, actually, after the Philippines, Vietnam is like the second or third country as far as percentage and numbers of Catholics go.
Joan, there was kind of like an excitement and flurry in Vatican communications this week on Tuesday.
The Vatican announced that Father Federico Lombardi, who heads, of course, the very radio that we are speaking on right now, and he has led the Vatican Television Center since 2001, Vatican Radio since 2005, and the press office since 2006. But as of Tuesday, he's leaving CTV, Vatican Television. The new director will be Monsignor Dario Eduardo Vigano, who is a Brazil-born professor, lecturer, and an expert in cinema. Now, of course, Father Lombardi remains here at Vatican Radio and at the press office. It was also announced that Angelo Celso, who's a layman, and up until now, or up until Tuesday, the undersecretary secretary of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, that he will become the vice director for media accreditation at the press office. Now, Angelo was doing at the council was accredit members of the media, the photographers and TV people who wished to cover papal events. They always had to go to a separate office, a separate building, and everything else to get their accreditation, the temporary accreditation. Well, now, in a way of streamlining these procedures, this will all be done at the Holy See Press Office, which makes a lot of sense. He won't physically move there for a while because they still have to find the space for his physical office. However, the council will still be responsible for accrediting TV people and so forth who want to come to the Vatican, like to film a documentary, where you're looking at not a special papal event, but a longer period of time that they would be filming in and around the Vatican.
So Wednesday, Joan, catechesis on the Creed.
On the Creed. This is the year of faith, the Creed, credo, I believe. The Pope, as usual, in his wonderful finessing of a long speech into a short one, he talked about the faith and he said, you know, this faith in which we believe makes us pilgrims on earth. He said he wanted to start to reflect on the Creed, because this is the year of faith. He said it's that solemn profession of faith which accompanies our lives as believers. And he said it begins, credo, I believe in God. It's a fundamental affirmation, and he says, deceptively simple in its essence. But it opens the infinite world of our relationship with God and his mysteries. And what I loved, the Pope said, in many of our societies, God has become the great absentee, and his place is taken by a multitude of idols above all possessions and the autonomous self. He said the remarkable and positive progress in science and technology, which we're going to talk about in a minute, the Pope's message for World Communications Day, he said there's a growing self-centeredness that has given rise to many imbalances within interpersonal relationships and social behavior. But faith, on the other hand, makes us pilgrims on earth, inserted into the world and history on a journey to the heavenly homeland. And then the Pope ended his catechesis with an appeal for Indonesia. The capital city of Jakarta has been overwhelmed with flooding and the breaking of a dam, many, many people homeless and harmed due to that. So he appealed for aid.
So, Joan, the first day, the papal message for World Communications.
He knows very well that the digital era in social communications is here to stay, and he wants to play an important role. And so in his message this year, this is for the 47th World Communications Day, which will take place in May, his message was entitled Social Networks, Portals of Truth and Faith, New Spaces for Evangelization. It was not critical of the bad that can come, entirely critical of the bad that can come from misuse of actually any means of social communication. But he said the digital media, they need the gentle voice of reason. Isn't that beautiful phraseology? Because they teach, they inform, you have dialogue, debate, and they evangelize. And in all of these networks, the Pope said, people are building relationships. They're making friends. They seek answers to questions. They're entertained. They find intellectual stimulation and share knowledge. But he said, in all of this, of course, there has to be the truth. You have to seek the truth. You have to communicate the truth. And he said, we have to be careful because sometimes the effectiveness of the various forms of expression are determined more by their popularity than by their intrinsic importance and value. So we have to stay away from celebrity viewpoints of these things and go for the truth. And he urged users of social media to commit to the value of dialogue, reasoned debate, and logical argumentation. And the word reason came up quite a few times in his message, but very effective. I urge our readers, 10 minutes is what you're going to need to go through this message and understand what he's saying about the digital era.
Thank you very much, Jen.
You are welcome.
And you were listening there to Joan Lewis, EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome, for her series, Joan Knows.